Nothing more than a log, as far as I know.
Not a backlog?
Not that I have ever heard called.
Okay, how about the little pieces that you start the fire?
Kindling.
Any other name for that?
Lightwood.
Okay, is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what is the black stuff that forms up in the chimney?
Soot.
All right, and what is left when the fire burns out?
Ashes.
And what color are they?
Grayish, with some black flecks in them.
Could they be lighter than that?
Well, it might be the kind of wood you burn, so it could be lighter, but all the ashes that I ever had to take up were gray.
Mm-hmm. This color would be?
Lighter.
Well, what is this color?
That looks like white to me.
Yeah, uh-huh. But you never saw ashes that color?
Not white, no.
Okay. And the piece of furniture that you sit in is a, well, you said it, the factory is a...
Chair factory.
Yeah, okay, and the piece that you're sitting on is called a...
Sofa.
Is there another term for it?
Yes. What did we call them when they made out into a bed, not a couch? Davenport.
Davenport makes into a bed?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you ever hear it called a davenette?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, what's that?
That, I would think, would be a smaller thing than a davenport.
How do you say it?
Davenport, D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T.
The other one.
Oh, davenette.
Yeah. How do you spell that one?
D-A-V-E-N-E-T-T-E, I'm sure.
Okay. Have you ever seen that in print anywhere? I've been trying to find
mm-hmm.
it. Where have you
seen it? I don't know where, but I have seen it in print, yeah.
If you ever see it in print, let me know.
All right.
I cannot find it in any dictionary. I've tried looking in old ads. You know, every other word for sofa, but not davenette.
Oh, really?
And almost every time I ask somebody...
Uh-huh. They say that word.
They know the word.
In fact, the sofa that I sold when I moved was bought as a davenport.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then in your bedroom, what do you call a piece of furniture that you put clothes in?
Either a chiffon robe or a wardrobe.
Now, what do they look like?
They are usually tall and have two sides, two doors that open. And one side can have shelves, and the other side for hanging clothes. And you can have drawers at the bottom as well as at the top.
Are they the same chiffon robe and wardrobe?
I think not. I think a wardrobe, I hope I'm saying this right, is just with two doors and no drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And a chiffon robe has drawers on one side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if it's a built-in thing to hang your clothes in?
That's just a closet.
Okay. And suppose it's not for hanging clothes, but just for folding up your clothes and putting them in drawers. That's a...
Chest of drawers.
Okay. What about one with a mirror?
Well, now that goes back to the chiffon robe type, I believe, when it has a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, today people have lower ones with mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, the one that Martha has over in the basement has a mirror. Oh, bigger than that map up
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, that's a good
size. A beveled
uh-huh.
mirror. And has two small drawers and one big drawer. Now, we called it a dresser.
Mm-hmm. Does the word bureau mean?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. But I never did. It's very much the same thing as a dresser.
I think my father used that to mean dresser.
I believe so.
My mother didn't, but my father did. I think that's where I got it. All right, let's see, and then things that are on rollers that pull down.
Shades.
Isn't it nice that I've got them so that I can
mm-hmm.
just point to them? And what would you call the things with the little metal slats?
Oh, Venetian blinds.
Yeah. And then the things that just hang or...
Those are glass curtains and then you drape them.